Quick introduction to Season 3, also known as Nothing Changes the World. Now, Season 3 is a mixed bag of anything that comes, including interviews, including short excerpts, which could be recorded in anywhere, whenever, wherever, and definitely not forever. But there is no fixed schedule for this. Episodes could be in the thousands, folks. Well, let's see. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to have you back. So, let's begin Season 3. And if there's anything in particular that you would like to understand about the art of nothing, let me know. Talk to you soon. Welcome to the Happy as Hell Podcast, Season 3. Nothing changes the world. A war in the world does not take part between particular countries. It takes part because there is a war in your consciousness. We are all responsible for wars. We are responsible for there being an oppressor and also the oppressed. We watch the TV screen and we sympathize with those that are injured, those who no longer have basic human needs to survive, those who are killed, and we pray for them out of sorrow. In addition, we criticize and blame the oppressor as being terrible and barbaric without accepting that they are indeed us, without accepting that the oppressed out of defense are also murdering human beings. We are happy to judge and divide the good and the bad, but we rarely accept looking at the ugly. That is, the ugly nature of how we all support a world that continues to live in division. Most of us are caught up in our own self-centered behaviors, our own needs, our own wants, greed, ambition, never-ending seeking of something, caught in the trap of society and its ugly factory-line structure, which repeats itself in some way or another for generations upon generations. We create robots out of the fact that the creator is also a robot. Robots are spitting images of some degree of the human being. If only we could sense the danger in what all of this structure is doing and our blind acceptance of what it's doing to the world, of what it's doing in our consciousness. If we could, we would see the immediate urgency of facing this ugliness, which is who we think we are and who we have become. Your mindset and your mind is no different from the mind of all humanity. The actual content might be different. It might feel localized to your own life and environment. But the psychology of one human being versus another is not. A person in Australia knows what it means to suffer, knows pain, despair, happiness, it knows desire, sorrow, in the same way a person in Italy knows it, and so forth and so on. And as such, so is the mindset of all the countries at war, all convinced that fighting for one's country is the right thing to do. We have convinced ourselves that it is a solution. And therefore, we blindly accept that our education includes building passion for one's own country. And when the time comes, that passion, which is not passion at all, will be tested by your ability to murder another human being. If we want to continue this way, then we will blindly continue to copy-paste the same mindset for future generations upon future generations. In doing so, we can never change the world we live in. We can never be free of violence. We can never live in peace. Love and light, Gab. This podcast is produced by the Silent Leadership Institute in Japan. To discover more insights, blogs, and online courses, please visit gcimineli.com. If you feel this podcast will help others, please help me share it to the world by giving it a rating or a review or sharing it on social media.